So, all right. So many of you here, of course, are longtime Michael students and associates of Stephen and us. So you know the basic kind of overview of how we go about doing these evenings. But the beginning of the year, of course, is always the most significant and interesting for most people. Of course, what we will talk about is a complete overleaf set and overview and interpretation of how those overleaves are liable to impact the human race, and then you as individuals, even though you have your own unique individual overleaf sets, you know, that you work with as a person. So when each year kind of moves along, of course, the Tao creates this configuration, much like many of you who are astrologers relate to that concept by a horoscope or a new chart because of advancements and progressions. So 2024 has a representation in a group and so forth, and that's what we're going to be spending most of the time tonight. As you can see, though, on the screen, we put a couple of phrases as a way of first level interpretations and giving you a context, because you'll find that the word context will come up a lot, especially in regards to as we talk about certain overleaf characteristics and refresh you about your own knowledge of what they mean. But self-determination and in social participation. This period of time, as you all know, is nested greatly in what we have commonly called the mature soul era. And this is the fifth year now, or year five, of what started at the COVID pandemic period in 2020. You know, that we called the Great Stagnation. And that was a time that the Tao ushered in a time when humanity could actually stop, put on the collective brakes, and for many reasons. But one of the major reasons that had gone on has been something that we've spoken about in general to all of you in either individual sessions or in groups sessions like this. And that is that many old souls who came in on the baby boomer generation and or the Generation X generation had very high hopes of making this young to mature soul transition, not only one that was helpful to the planet, but also had extremely energizing and expansionary possibilities for themselves. Now, that's not to say it hasn't happened to some degree for many of you. But as a collective, as the entire movement of the race, it has been a lot more stagnant and a lot slower, with a lot more young and baby soul resistance in the mix of this transition. Now, last year, 2023, we said that it was the pinnacle of, you know, the fourth year, and it was going through the arc of, and has been so far, the arc of the roles. 2020 was server, 2021 was artisan, 2022 was warrior, 2023 was scholar, and this year is going to be sage. So it's a five-level year. But those first 4 years were all about the reset. They were about clearing away a lot of the debris, a lot of the structures that were not functioning for you anymore. And many of you were caught in grief. Many of you were caught in various levels of confusion, in feelings of failure, or at least suspension about, you know, what it is that you could do while experiencing yourself as having an unclarity, but still being in existence. So the fifth year, 2024, then begins with you having taken what you've learned in 2023, this scholar flow, stubbornness, observation year. It was also cynic year. And the cynic was used as your, you can think of it as your steel wool scrub away a lot of the things that really weren't true for you and really were nonsense. And that you might have been holding on to as ideals, but just really didn't fit in your lives anymore. And yet on the positive side of that, what that warrior attitude, which cynic is, leaves behind is, you know, the absolute kind of raw burnished metal of what's really left. And so in this year with that, you also had not only the scrubbing away, but near the end of that year, you had the chance to, as we said at the end of the fourth quarter in 2023, many of you who have entered into your third chapter or last chapter in your life, really the opportunity to say, what do I want to do with me as a love offering for the rest of my life? And this is your period to do that. Again, you know, we want to put it in context to the mature soul era, because we're going to do that with every further presentation that we do until this channel or we cycle off, as it were, because it is all in context to the transition to a much more inclusive we, not necessarily a harmonious we, mind you, not necessarily a we that is going to be easily achieved, but a we where the entire race begins to move together, going in a direction, and the oppositions and the clashes and the stoppages and the dams, and by dam we mean like water dam, energy dams, are taken down, and new channels of energy, new opportunities can be forged. And and you see on this graphic here, we suggest that the most important thing that you can do is build relationships. Now, this uses the phrase organize. So in a very worldly sense, we're talking about forming collaborations and associations that have real meaning and real organizational and institutional impact, not just sitting about alone in your spiritual groups, but actually being associated somehow with energies that begin the step-by-step momentum toward helping to create things to progress. Now, part of what that will mean and why we have this next set of graphics is because one of the things that we have realized is that all of you old souls were still raised within the confines of the baby and young soul era of two-dimensionality. And so everything is either black and white, right or wrong, good or bad, on or off, you know, and even much of your spirituality, in spite of the fact that the language is emphasized that it's not that way, it's not simplistic. And so we put these two things side by side because many of you will recognize that on the left is the graphic that we have used so often representing our teaching that the energy moving through the triad of love, truth, and energy, the crystal of it, you know, deflects or defrays, diffracts, refracts, excuse me, into the spectrum, which are the seven rays, or if you will, the seven roles. But you notice it is just, again, stationary, just motion and fixated. But you see the graphic on the right. It's pulsating. It's alive. It's in motion. It shows multiple dimensions. It shows fluctuations. It shows changes. Okay. And why this is important is because we want to help break you out of the binary thinking that many of you default to. And then unfortunately rest your own set of success or failure on that instead of seeing you know, the fact that things are in dynamic flux. And so complexity about systems means they're not as easily predictable. So don't force yourself to be in that mindset so often. The word positive and negative here have to be reevaluated as two of the main conceptual points that really need to be re-explored as human beings. Because in fact, the difficulty is one of, again, being stuck in binaries and then losing the flavor that in a dynamic systems, things are in change. Now, let's talk about what we're here to talk about this evening. And what we're here to talk about this evening, of course, are the overleaves that are influencing 2024. And as you can see, the main energy, are the seven main categories: the role, the goal, the attitude, chief feature, mode, center, and body type. You'll notice at the bottom of this, too, we have a statement that is a further elaboration of that concept of complexity again, folks. And that is that overleaves are an explanation of temperament and tendencies and circumstances, but they're not an excuse, nor do they give you an exemption on your behavior. You are always at choice to feel and see and experience the energies, but still select for yourself. All right, so let's talk about the actual overleaves for this year. Starting off, it is the role of sage. As we said, this is the fifth stage in a cycle that is following literally the numbers of the roles. Now, in through this channel, we use the concept of casting, which many of you know means you can think of an actual energy of a container around a nucleus. So the king container then around the nucleus of a sage. And what that means is you're going to see much more in the way of, you know, seriousness from sages than from, say, the stereotypic notion of them of being playful or loud or abrupt and what have you. The goal this year is growth. The attitude, pragmatist. And as many of you know, because the pragmatist is the assimilative axis attitude, it means that it leaves itself available to sliding. And for many of you, what you will find is you will want to slide to your own native attitude if it is not already pragmatist. The mode is that of aggression. The centering, it is moving center, also known as the physical center from the old original Michael books. And we emphasize moving / physical. We meant to adjust this slide because moving center in this particular year is not necessarily going to be as emphasized on, say, action or motion as the case may be, but rather through the physical body. The chief features are going to be impatience and greed, the body type martial, frequency of 64, and masculine feminine energy ratio of 72 and 28. Now, folks, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to stop this because I'm seeing a lot of background emails come in suggesting that people are having difficulty getting in. So I'm going to try this one more time. To try and get folks in the room, and have them have a chance of joining us. So if you will forgive me, again, I will work to get them handled and see how many folks we can actually get let in. So my apologies for my diverted attention. And I am going to come back to my slides. All right. Now, so what I'm going to proceed with next, and hopefully we will be able to get through this with as few interruptions as possible, and hopefully Joe will be able to join us. Okay. And I will do that right now. I will go and I will send this to Joe and see if it allows him on. Not at Hotmail, but at Comcast. And of course, I don't have his Comcast readily. I'll have to get it from the chat. Oh my goodness. The problem with copy and paste, of course, is if I copy and paste this, Joe, I am going to overwrite what I have in okay, let's see if this, at least if this helps a little bit. All right. So, back to where we were. When we take these overleaves in sum total, you can think of this, again, this overarching context, again, using our terminology, as an exalted action year. Even though it is a sage role, it is more action oriented because many of you can see that between the king casting, the mode of aggression, the moving center, the chief features of impatience, the martial body type, and the high masculine energy, there's a tremendous push forward and outward for many of you, and for much of the world to be in involvement and active outwardly. So let's talk a little bit more about the sage and the king casting. Now we know when it comes time for you folks to ask questions that many of you will have specific about world events and so forth. All of these terms that you see on this slide, many of you will probably look at with a little bit of perplexion in your brain, because you'll notice that we have added and augmented these talking about a sage cast king, or a king cast sage, rather, excuse me. So the positive poles are assertion, sagacity, finding common context, making announcement of both intention as well as notions of what you believe, but also listening and the and also being able to really emphasize articulation of your speech. It doesn't have to be fast. It doesn't have to be enthralling, but if it, the friendlier it is, or the more factual reporting that you are able to do in your communications, the better the dissemination that you're going to be able to achieve in getting your meaning across. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, it's a challenge to this sage king. You know, it's fine to talk about wanting to communicate, but one of the things that is often misunderstood and not accounted for is that unless you and the other person have a common set of definitions and a common set of contexts, you know, whether it's worldly context or you can find common ground, if you want to call it that, then you can be speaking literally the same language group, but having meaning that is not at all connecting. And of course, many of you are aware and probably really clear that that's happening much in the United States currently right now between groups. So the charge, if you will, the energy of sage is going to be challenging you to get into your most kingly executive function, your sovereign self, and actually be as good a listener as you are a speaker, a declarer, and, you know, one who seeks to find common ground. But the opposite is also true, because you will be really, really amazed to see how egotistical this double exalted pairing can be. And by egotistical or egocentric, as we put there, we mean to say me oriented. So that the ability of a person to step outside the self and perhaps relate to another person and find common ground could be very challenging for yourself, as well as hearing people that you see speaking in loud, bold kind of statements, declarations, you know, who are interrupting, domineering, who are full of their stories. And they're full of their stories because they haven't felt heard. Now, it doesn't mean that you are obligated to them, to be the one who acts as therapist. But just to understand that if you yourself are finding yourself in these veins, in these negative pole energies, then to understand that this list of words can serve as your best trigger for pausing and literally taking stock and doing a reset. When the worldly pressures get as high-pitched as they are now, and by worldly pressures, we also mean earthly climate resource pressures. Many of you in this group, while, you know, you may not think of yourself as being, you know, gifted or in some way, shape, or form, exceptional in your wealth or anything like that, we have to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that you are Americans and you're 21st century Americans. And most of you have more luxury and access to more resources, more technology, more opportunities than you have ever before. And why that is significant is because the capacity for getting what you need is greater than in reality ever before. The part that for most people is difficult is overcoming the big leap between the young and the mature soul mentality, which is the tendency to fall into the trap of the oppressed, the victim, the weak, the lowly. Part of executive function means that you bring your full self to bear. It doesn't mean that you're going to impact millions, let alone billions, but it means that you declare your space and your rights. And only you can do that for yourself, lest you stay silent, you stay quiet, and then you again feel oppressed by, you know, the world around you. Now, as far as worldly implications of these energies, we want to make it very clear. If you're not already seeing this, you probably can get that where this redefinition and clarification of words and contexts and this Sage King energy is really playing out is in the world of the court systems, not just American ones, but across the globe. And the fight to establish the rule of law or keep the rule of law as the preeminent and ultimately the mature soul scaffolding that really sets the rest and the tone of human existence rather than might makes right. And of course, you're going to get challenged with that as we talk about some more of these further overleaves. Now, understanding that the when we talk about growth, the common concept behind growth is it's called comprehension, but it has a more real world kind of material growth in a moving centered year. And so we want you to think about the potential for progress for ideas or plans or hopes, that you've had in the works or that you want to put in the works, improvement of conditions. And things are improving largely on a lot of fronts. The major thing is that you have a lot of negative polls, sage media out there in the world trying to shout out, doing all that negative poll stuff to try and to capture your attention and to continue to distract you from any of that sort of positive, beneficial, sort of worldly development. Now, a few other things about the goal of growth is the idea of consolidation of things more coming together. Remember, growth is an inspirational axis goal. It's also exalted, which is why it's part of the exalted, a combination of things. And growth also has a way of kind of being scattershot in every direction. And yet this year's growth really is going to be an expansion that reflects, again, consolidation, merger, condensation or compression of things into smaller forms. And why that's significant is when we come to the attitude of pragmatists, many of you are going to be seeing that in this moving center year, you're not going to be wrapped up or given at least as much opportunity to wrap up in your mind. You're going to have to just pare things down and deal with the most realistic probabilities for advancement. And that's a real key because in the negative poll, when people get afraid, particularly as you see there on the bottom, we say when it's influenced by, say, the negative poles of greed or moving center or aggression, then what happens? There is a contraction, especially when greed and impatience are there. People start to overconsume. People go into they kind of freeze in confusion. They get stuck. They take on more stuff that is not necessarily about improving or anything. It's just they literally become, we use the word obesity because many of you will find yourself packing on pounds if you are worried about, especially moving center, worried about if you have enough, when in fact, if you really do have enough to meet your real essentials. And if you don't grasp that and instead run fear, you will continue to do a lot of these negative pull strategies. So after growth then, when we move into pragmatist, there is a tendency that we first want to clarify that the positive pull of practicality also has been called efficiency. Now we're making a slight shift here, but we think it is a really important one because you heard us emphasize it last year and you'll hear us return to it again tonight. Last year we talked about, how the technological realm has influenced the physical plane so vastly in the last 20 years, but in this last year with the great leap forward of artificial intelligence, pragmatism is a very important goal because it's an assimilative axis, or excuse me, attitude, pardon me, because it is assimilative axis, and that is where the techno realm comes through. And why we're taking such pains to talk about efficiency as not being the positive pole, because efficiency is a machine language concept. Efficiency chops off edges and possibilities and reduces things down to automation. And true practicality, true adaptability, true positive pull pragmatism doesn't necessarily chop things off or abandon possibilities. It rearranges them on the fly. It streamlines circumstances and or situations as quickly as possible to make an effective, and here's a key word, plausible and available choice. Plausible and available. Many an idealist and spiritualist get hung up on this because they want to believe in the principle, well, anything's possible. While that may be true in absolute, relatively speaking, everything at a given moment is not possible, let alone probable, and very, very probably not even plausible to what is available to you. So learning to focus your sights in what can be done is a useful means of learning to be adaptable, flexible, and moving yourself. Now, as you, many of you know, the operations of our system, realize, of course, that when it comes to any of the assimilative axis, you can do a hands across construct of going to any of the other six attitudes and nesting yourself from that point of view to evaluate your choices, to evaluate what options are really present for you. And we would tell you that any of them are legitimate, but, and many of you naturally will tend to probably want to go to your own one that you've chosen this lifetime. We encourage you, as a way of strengthening your muscles, using the Mars energy of and the aggression mode of challenge and adaptability together, and building your endurance and your strength, is to go to all of them and literally sit in the mindset of each and every one of these in a differential way and see what kind of ideas it yields to you. The more that you can begin to exercise that muscle this year, especially when it feels new, is the more you will be strengthened in the long run for being able to adjust to many of the very difficult world changes that will be ahead of you, even if many of them are ones that you deem beneficial or positive. Now, the biggest thing, and again, returning to this techno realm assimilative axis influence, the tendency of all the assimilative axis overlays in the negative poles is for people to fall into prescripted, reductionistic, automatic kind of ways of doing things. And the negative pole, of course, historically is dogma. And if you think about it, dogma is kind of a generalized narrative or script that's implanted in your subconscious that you automatically kind of go to and go on without really thinking about it. And that is what one has to be really alert to this year, particularly because it's a moving center or body-centered year. And it's not that your mind is going to be turned off, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that using your physical energy and placing your physical activities as your priority way of expending and applying your energy is can lend itself, so to speak, to falling into these automatic scripts. So, you know, the other thing that we wanted to say is that, you know, in talking to you about how we're seeing adaptability, you see at the bottom, as far as the implications within, we're talking about within your psyche now, not necessarily in a worldly context. As the year unfolds, and you know we do quarterly updates, we'll talk about the interpretations of those as we get there. But if you can adopt a less is more kind of attitude, meaning the fewer things that you can insert into a solution or activate to get what you need, you're going to find that your feelings of success, of the amount of energy you have to expend, is the success is going to feel greater. The amount of energy you spend will feel lighter, and you'll experience yourself as actually being able to shed excess. Now, we've been on that kick, and we have, you know, the wonderful Nan Cross here, who humorously chides the channel all the time about, you know, his themes. And of course, we agree it has been a theme that we, and through this channel, have been saying that many of you need to shed the enormity of excess distracted things that you carry around in your lives, not just the psychological, but the material. And this is, and last year we really emphasized it, but continue that for the rest of your lives. The more you can do with less, the more satisfied, the more empowered, but also the more nimble, which is another way of saying adaptability. Now, the mode of aggression, assertiveness or violence. We realize for some of you, you know, this is a bit of a scary term. Aggression certainly is probably one of the words in our vocabulary that we have assigned a mode. And of course, a mode is a means of, you know, behavior that often triggers people. And in triggering people, the kind of reactivity, especially for old souls who want, you know, peace and love and harmony and sing kumbaya and all those sort of wonderful ideas, this can really be scary. And even for when it becomes not violent, but assertiveness and dynamic, and things are changing and you feel energized and you can feel like you're achieving goals because you're even competing against yourself or, you know, pushing yourself in a way that can feel, again, very energy building. It's still that negative pole that is very present in the world today as far as the way that many people are experiencing it. Now, of course, the negative pole of aggression is belligerence, grievance, attack, bellicose, bellicosity, that is, assault, ambush, and abuse, verbal and physical. Now, in the extreme, we want you to understand that as we see it, much of the way that the mode of aggression will come up for, and this is true of this mode in general, is it comes out in spurts, okay? Your job is to see how well you can use this. And if it comes out in spurts, rather than it direct you, you direct it. Now, when you couple this, the mode of aggression, with the goal of growth, particularly, that energy can be so potentially expansive and dynamic and generative of exploration and of, you know, achieving heightened levels of any kind of leaps of faith, even, you know, putting your nose to the grindstone or, you know, rushing in, as they say, we're fools. You know, fear to go, right? Because on occasion, that's exactly what's necessary to transcend a former limitation and realize that a limitation and boundary are really two adjectives describing, you know, the same notion of a certain degree of identity. The difference is, of course, is that with boundaries, you think of it as somebody outside, you know, coming at you. But limits are things that you maintain or allow that you can push outward. And that is where that goal of, or the mode of aggression with the goal of growth and in the moving center really offers the possibility of, you know, doing something that is potentially very expansionary for you. Now, the things that, you know, both get in the way and, you know, cause human beings to feel a sense that something is missing is, of course, you know, the old and much vaunted and warned about chief features. And this year, like has been the last few years, we're saying that there are two. And both of them, notice, are the exalted chief features of impatience that have started now, and it will go through June, and also then greed that will really be present for the rest of 2024. And of course, you know, or can many of you can imply what that might mean for the election season and how people's attitudes will be at that point. Now, remember that chief features represent the way that the ego, the animal self, kind of tries to encapsulate its fear, and its fear always feels like it has something that it's got to defend, or that something's missing, or it's something to worry about. Now, when impatience shows its head, it usually means that it's a fear of missing out. And if it's not, you know, if it's not careful, and if it's not constantly scanning the horizon, or trying to jump on every particular opportunity, you know, it might miss something, and then it's going to trip it up later. And the king, of course, in trying to manage the world itself, you know, is often, you know, very much in that kind of energy. So we can imagine that for most of you, you actually probably in New Year's or a few days after Christmas started feeling this sense of, oh God, let's get on with 2024, right? And if not, you know, hurry up and let's get there from a sense of hopefulness, or at least wanting to leave 2023 behind, there is that desire of, okay, once I get over this horizon, you know, all right, we can have things starting to happen. Now, in the positive pole of impatience, audacity. Now notice audacity, the king casting, and aggression mode are all under, you know, the exalted action axis. So they're very much big and pushy, and excitable, and sometimes edgy. But on the downside of that, of course, they can be frustrated and feel, intolerant of other people. So, you know, don't be surprised if you find that you're, especially with aggression, you know, that your anger edge is right up there, and, something that's nudging at you and, you know, trying to, get you distracted by external world things. Now, one of the ways that we want to just tell you about being with impatient will be something that we want to say about a sage year. You know, sages are all about narrative. Okay, we've already said in the first slide that this words and the context the words said are more important than ever, because you sages literally are the ones who are going to be leading this at helping people really clarify their own meanings, let alone your own. But it'll be really significant to be clear about or with the fact that as you are inundated and bombarded with information, because that's also the sage and exalted year is the bombardment of information. Understand that what the sage energy governs more than anything else is about what you do with your attention. Now, a very famous writer by the name of Naomi Klein coined a phrase about the attention economy. And all of this stuff about, social media and AI and information overload, overwhelm, and so forth is all about applying, you know, this information economy, and how you buy into it. Now, the reason we're suggesting this is because this year is not about tuning out what's going on in the world, but it is not about, as impatience and greed will invite you to do, which is to overmire yourself in anything but truly essential information. Truly essential information. And so that will take some discipline. That will take some realizing that what you are looking for is the who, what, when, where, why, and how in any communications. And in any kind of news story and or in any kind of exploration of something. If those are absent and instead they're this person did that to whom, and that kind of, you know, blame oriented impatience narrative, tune it out, because it's not bringing you valuable truth. And that is what the king executive function wants to sharpen for the casting of this sage. Now, in greed, the second half of the year, it's liable to become feeling a bit more intense to most of you, actually, than even the impatience. Because in the positive pole of we're using tonight the old term of egoism instead of the emphasis of desire. And we're also using the concept of appetite for in the positive poles. Egotism says, you know, what do I want? And it's okay to strive for the I, but it's very, very easy to slip into the me and become solipsistic, become, you know, very overly self-consumed, self-obsessed about stuff or your status or your privileges, and so forth. And you see underneath there, you know, the phrase, not in my backyard, will be very prevalent, and everybody kind of drawing up their lines of demarcation of, you know, what they think they deserve and don't deserve and so forth. On a personal note with you guys, the tendency to want to overindulge or hoard or gather to you yourself or not let go of things that you should or even could be letting go of as the pragmatist, and this consolidated growth energy is spurning you on to do. And of course, that'll just continue to make you feel like you're anchored and weighed down. So moving on to the chief features then, and into the moving or the physical center, we want to be really clear that the centering that, and the emphasis of this centering is about the body. And it's about the third chakra, which is about your entire stomach, mid-range, you know, thoracic and upper lumbar parts of your back, your rib cage, your guts, and all the metaphors that go along with that. Now, it's important to note that, of course, you know, productivity or productive movement of the positive pole of the moving center would imply that whatever you're doing, you know, should have some kind of useful intention or output or receipt to you. Now, we're going to make it real simple for you. Given the fact that the body type of this year is the king body type of Mars or the Marshall body type, this is very much a year that says, as best you can, even those of you who have a lot of physical ailments, do your best to stretch your body, to build some strength, to build a little stamina. You don't have to be heroic on it. Just see if you can take yourself, as we said earlier, beyond your limits. That will give you some growth, but also it will give you an increase in your sense of potency. Now, that's not necessarily a word that comes up very often. Potency. We don't mean it in the sense of some kind of personal power, you know, and being a big, you know, staunch, you know, declaring sage, because power mode is under the sage axis. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about potency, but literally in the body sense of the word, where you feel the access to your own physical vitality and your own physical sensuality. So, a lot of what we'd like you to experience as you interpret the outside world is, how are your sensations? Because when you experience sensations and give yourself as much time to sit with them and evaluate them, through sensation is where you detect vibration. And many of you know that for the last dozen years, we channeled a tool through Stephen called the Vitality Tone Scale. And we have been saying that for the greater part of the rest of your existence, the most positive, beneficial, forward-thinking, expansionary methodology or aspect of self that you can learn to adapt to and incorporate in your lives is to sense the vibration of something. Sense the vibration of something. Now, the vibration of a lot of things that are actually beneficial, useful, important, and even, quote, right, can feel somewhat more dense, but dense usually in the sense that they are challenging you at the limits, at your own limits. This is not about moral rightness or wrongness. This is not about your ethics as a person, nothing like that. It's about that stretching concept that we mentioned earlier. Seeing how far you can go beyond what you knew, what you did, and what you felt you were capable of before. Now, on the level of the body, when it's a moving center, physical center year, there is a lot of possibility that people will feel issues about their third chakra. And of course, third chakra, it relates to not only your personal power, but of course your intestines and all those lower organs, and also your feelings of support and your ability to, you know, hold your core. That is to say, you know, your sense of identity together. So any degree to which, whether it's just simple walking, for some of you who need help walking, you know, get your strollers, get your walkers, get your walking stick, get your canes, whatever it is. Find any kind of means, whether it's an elliptical bicycle, what have you, to get those muscles moving, and you will feel all of the way better. And by the way, here's the good news. If you got on 2 or 3 times a day for a minute each time, it's going to help. So it doesn't have to be drastic. It doesn't have to be over the top. You don't need to become, you know, a gym rat or any of that kind of thing. Here's the opposite of the physical center when it falls into the negative poles, especially when impacted by chief features. Is it makes your impulse control go completely shot. And that means, so anytime since the negative pole, especially of the body type of Mars, is impulsive, and when it's not exercising and it's not in higher motion and it's not feeling that full sense of vitality that it wants to avail itself, it'll reach out and start, you know, darting outward. And in an aggression year, that could be, you know, of course, really potentially disastrous, especially if you get online and just start buying crazily just for the sake of having something to do. So impulse control will be difficult. So when you have those moments, use this as a chance to pause, recenter yourself, and take a look at what's going on. A few of the last things here before we head into the break and then allow you guys to digest for some of your potential questions afterwards, is to talk about the frequency, which is the pacing of the year. Many of you know that when we talk about frequency in this context, we're not talking about vibration again. There are plenty of high frequency things that are actually very low vibration, you know, addiction, especially addiction to substances and or sensations and or, you know, and to like food or indulgences or sex or masturbations or alcohols and so forth. You know, those can actually really rev a frequency, but actually really can really lower the vibration of your integrity. Now, so 64 is not exactly super fast, but it is faster than the median of 50, which is about the normal kind of average pace that the world tends to work at. We have said over the last few years that part of the reason that the frequency is so high is because of the influence of the techno realm and the news cycle, particularly, you know, that the techno realm compels through the avenue of the internet and the computer. Then we have the masculine and feminine energy balance. Masculine energy or yang energy is convergent. It's forward moving. It's pointed, it's sharp, it tends to be focused, it wants to condense and assert, whereas feminine energy is divergent, it spreads out, It wants to move in all directions. We put backward there only to contrast the word forward. But it doesn't mean that it necessarily goes in reverse. It just means it will tend toward what's familiar and known. Now, as always, we're going to, indulge that little peeve of ours because we think it has been so crucial, especially as you continue into the mature soul era and the multi-gender issue. Becomes more and more key as humanity starting to come to terms with itself. It is masculine energy, not male energy. A male is a biological sex that has a penis, active testes, run on testosterone that produces sperm in order to fertilize an egg for the female of the species. Feminine energy is, and masculine energy is in both males and females. But when you confuse the two, you are actually inadvertently helping to continue to use language that otherwise constrains people. And it is very important that since we said words are so vital to begin to continue to assert and to be clear of their meanings. It's fine to call yourself a male or a female, identify as him or her. That's all fine. But when you're talking about convergent and divergent energy, you're talking about masculine and feminine energy, not male and female. So this year, emphasis on that kind of focus, as you can see, is pretty high again with masculine energy and coupled with aggression mode, and the growth and the moving center and the body type of Mars, energy. All of those things are really pushing and they are very outwardly focused. So helping you to understand that those kinds of, not to mention, by the way, impatience and greed, which also can be very me oriented and push oriented. So when you find yourself being compelled or caught up in this high frequency and or high masculine energy and running circles around yourself, pause. And our best suggestion to you would be go outdoors. Go outdoors. And if you can, at least go walk around your garden, if not walk around the block. Some of you who still have the stamina and the capability, take a jog or get on your bicycle, but get into that positive moving center physicality to help interrupt this. And you will find yourself actually being able to then utilize both your time and your energy far more effectively. All right. The last couple of things that we wanted to say here, and then we'll take the break. Is we mentioned already that, last year was the techno realm. Well, this year is the angelic realm that will be influencing the earther domain or the material domain, which is what you as human beings are in that realm of existence, three-dimensionality. And why this is significant is because given the rather sometimes, if not malevolent, at least the very unidimensional and hardcore energy of the techno realm and how effectively it has permeated the human psyche. Having the inspirational energy of the angelic realm to be present for you is really an essential and important thing for you to know is in the background. Now, the angelic realm has both the guardian angels and the demonic spirits. And don't be too caught up by the word demonic here, because honestly, true evil is a Homo sapien human thing. It is not an other world thing. They will try and trick you into it. They will try and get you to indulge all your, negative poles and get you, condensed into all of your own foibles. But that kind of overgeneralization. We want you to know because it is time to start, to stop fearing the unknown and the other dimensional and to start tapping into it, including You know, the proverbial little angel on one shoulder and little devil on the other. In fact, understanding that you have both these qualities at in you all the time, and you can access those. You can even get to know them if you choose to. But the real potency of this year to become aware of the angelic realm is to help you empower your courage and your resolve. Now, we want to say one other thing. We have seen a tendency amongst many an old soul, especially as you've contracted in the fear of seeing the world going down paths that you did never intended for and have even felt, hopeless or helpless about. And you found yourself, inadvertently and possibly even overtly wishing negative intentions on others. Particularly, we can think of one person with orange hair who happens to be a king with a sage essence twin, and who is at very much has a few of the overleaves that are prominent this year. It is much more important to withdraw those intentions and instead put your positive intentionality on the forces that are building and constructing and are holding the line for justice, for love, for truth, for determination, and for expansion. And if you can do that and you can bring your bearing on that, you will find that your tendency for going into the negative poles will lessen. Now, for those of you who find the idea of the angelic realm or angels as a metaphor or mythos or what have you, colloquial or superstitious or what have you, don't have to worry. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that the angelic realm isn't present and it isn't trying to bring its energy to bear. So you don't have to buy anything. You don't have to believe anything. We're just letting you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to stop share, and we are going to give any of you a couple of minutes to have your either opportunity for bathrooms or for a drink or for whatever you need, and then formulate whatever questions you might have, and then we will come back. And we will answer some questions. And because it's a sage year, and because we want you to have a little fun, we're going to leave you with a little bit of a musical interlude. And that musical interlude is going to be a salute to the angelic realm, actually, and one we hope you all enjoy and certainly remember.